You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on another week of Marketing Jam. This is a really important episode because we're talking about all things e-commerce and building community, which are two very, very, very important elements and issues that a lot of people are asking about, a lot of people want to learn about and get better at. So thank you, Craig, for being on the show.
My pleasure. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about your role at Shopify. Shopify is so big now, but what specific kind of directorship or world do you oversee within that world?
All right. So I'm part of the Shopify local team, and we're quite a small team. We've only got 12 people in 12 cities right now. And the goal of Shopify local is to get out into the community and help build entrepreneurship for the community. So it's not as much a sales tool for us as helping to take the path that leads to more entrepreneurs. We want people in our communities to succeed, whether they're on Shopify or not. So the services that we offer as a team, you don't necessarily have to be on Shopify to get us to talk to you. We offer one-to-one consultations, business coaching kind of stuff, and then we do our events as well. Needless to say, it's been a little more difficult this year. We used to do this all in person. Now we're trying to adapt digitally, but that's kind of the gist of it.
That's awesome. And what region are you representing here today?
So I am in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. So I'm on the West Coast. We've got another person out here in BC. They do the Sea to Sky Highway and part of Vancouver. And we are literally all over the world. We've got somebody down in Boston. We've got, of course, a lot of people down east in Canada where Shopify is based. Sweden, New Zealand, LA is kind of a hub spot for us. We don't have anybody on the local team specifically, but we have, that's our first actual space where we built for merchants to come in and build a community, but yeah, you know, it's gone digital as well. But yeah, we're all over, and our goal is to grow and scale this team because we see a need for our type of services for entrepreneurs, because you can start all this stuff, and if this is new to you, you don't know what you don't know. So anything that we can do to help people get started or to grow and scale their current and existing business is what our goals are.
So I'm Sally, and I have a salsa, kind of homemade salsa company. I sell it at farmers markets. I sell it at the West Side Farmers Market in Kelowna, down the hill from Mission Hill. And I reach out to you. What are some of the things that you could do to help me out?
So first we try and see, who are you? What is your business? What are your goals for the business? What are you currently doing? And what are the pain points that you're currently having? Because if we can solve a pain point for you that you're currently having, that's a big thing for us. Like Shopify itself is a huge platform. So if you're already on our platform, you may be doing things that take you longer than they really need to because you just don't know about a feature or a setting or a certain app that will help you do things. And that's what we're trying to do, again, is, you know, there's all these potential possibilities for you as a business owner to grow and scale and just make your life easier. And that's really what we want to do. Shopify is a platform built from the ground up for commerce and running your business. So it's not just a website builder. It's not just a tool to sell. It's a tool to sell and run your business. And that's kind of what we want you to do, is be able to take advantage of as much of that as possible.
It's amazing. What are you finding is the common thread where when entrepreneurs come to you, you're saying the average entrepreneur, I often hear this happens, is they're missing these elements or they could just need help with what? What are you seeing?
It really depends on the merchant, the industry they're in, and how far they are in their journey. So like a common thing in people just getting started is they don't know exactly where to start. They don't know where to source products from. They don't know how to get started in that industry. A lot of people are looking into drop shipping right now, and there's a lot of key things that you should really be doing as a drop shipper. Yeah. So for one thing, people tend not to order a sample of the product from the drop shipper before they start selling. And that's a huge thing because especially when you're ordering from China and AliExpress, there's, you know, 20 different people offering the same product at 20 different qualities, 20 different service levels. Yeah. And you want to make sure that you're getting the right product that, you know, gets to your customers quickly, is a quality product and is not going to reflect badly on you. Yeah. And then, you know, if you're creating your own products, you know, how to market the products, you know, how to get into content marketing, blogging, just anything that will help you move your business forward. If you don't know about it, we can kind of help guide you along those ways and provide resources and be like, oh, you're looking into this. Have you tried this, 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 and that?
Yeah. And tell me about some of the events. You recently invited me to one of the events. I RSVP'd. I was the guy that RSVP'd but never made it. But I did send it to a couple people on my staff who did attend. It was the SEO game night, quiz night. Tell us about that.
Questions.
Yeah, tell us about that and maybe some of the other events that you're doing for entrepreneurs.
All right. So I did 20 questions on SEO and marketing. And the goal there was really we've seen a big increase in people signing up for webinars and not attending. And so we're really just trying to find some content that will resonate with users and keep them coming back and to really want to attend because we know there's a little bit of webinar burnout. So I try to make it more like a game show. So we went through 20 pre-written questions and you had to come up with the answer and figure out of the, it was either true or false or multiple choice. And once we went through the question and everybody put in their answers, we'd actually discuss it and talk about the answers were what they were. So it was kind of a knowledge check as well as an education piece that wasn't just a bunch of slides.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do is make it a little bit more interesting. And it turned out really well. So I'm going to try and do another one next month. No. I just got to come up with a good topic and questions for it.
It's a brilliant concept. Like I don't normally sign up for, get asked, like 5 webinars a day I get invited to. But this was actually creative, unique, interesting topic in an interesting format. So thank you for doing that. It was really, really creative.
No problem. And we do events that just kind of run the gamut. So like today, earlier today, as part of a series of holiday selling, because we're gearing up for the holiday season here, we did one talking about different shipping strategies and things to consider for shipping. Later this month on October 28th, I'm running sustainability in business.
Wow.
And we're basically doing a panel with 3 different merchants who run sustainable businesses. We've got somebody from Tentree, somebody from Pella, and a local woman that runs a refillery. So it's a zero waste refillery. So it's all about bringing your stuff in and refilling it. So we're going to talk to them about, because a lot of people would like to get into a sustainable business, but they don't think it's sustainable to run and they don't understand how they can make money with it. So we really want to talk to people about their successes with this, how they're going about it, what people should look into and start researching on that side of things, because it's getting more and more to be a thing where people look for the businesses that align with their personal beliefs.
Yeah.
So if I'm the type of person that I live a sustainable lifestyle, I'm way more likely to purchase from a company that has some kind of social impact or sustainability in there. And that's something that a lot of merchants miss out on is talking about their personal story, why they're doing what they're doing, how they're going about it. Like they're like, oh, I don't want my personal information out there, but people want to know who they're doing business with these days. They want to make that personal connection that they're not getting anymore. And that's a huge thing to move your business forward. So
that's awesome. I'm actually wearing Tentree socks this very moment. And they're a fellow B Corp. So they're part of the B Corp club, tribe, group, whatever you want to call it. And it's they're a great great organization, great company that's doing some
And they've awesome. Got great hoodies too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
throwing a plug for those hoodies.
So if I'm in Langley, BC, or Spruce Grove, Alberta, or Winnipeg, or Oakville, and I don't have a community person like you, being that you're in Kelowna, can I still get help from Shopify?
Absolutely. So when you call our support line, it's a little bit of a misnomer because we're not just support, and that's a common misconception is that you only call support when you're having trouble or a problem with the system, but we are there to help with the business coaching side of things as well.
Wow.
The Shopify local team is more dedicated around specific cities. Of course, we've kind of grown that with COVID and doing things virtual. We were able to open things up a bit, but that's just because we don't have enough people to go into every major city in the world right now. But we have always had that, or have always tried to provide that level of service through our support advisors because even when I was a support advisor, I was always trying to do what we call next issue avoidance and to get people, again, as far down the path as possible, because if you're asking a specific question, but I see something that could cause potential issue, again, letting you know about that now will prevent you from calling support again with an issue. Plus, it's also going to get you further down and closer to your goals than if we didn't mention it at all. So the more you succeed as a merchant, the more we succeed as a company. So we really do want to help our merchants wherever possible. And I do want to say a big apology right now during COVID. Our support is not the way we want it. And we do know that. And we are working to try and better that. Unfortunately, we were not expecting the influx of merchants. We basically acquired a year's worth of merchants over a 3.5 month period. Yeah. And needless to say, our support just couldn't handle that influx. We are constantly hiring more people.
Yeah.
We want to bring it back to the way it was. We are trying, definitely do reach out if you need things. We do have our online forums where people can help, Facebook groups. Like there's all sorts of community out there that isn't specific to Shopify that can still help you.
Yeah.
And I do recommend that, not because we don't want you to contact us, but getting to know other business owners is a huge part of running a business that, and that, again, people tend to overlook and just not consider. So check out Reddit and Facebook and all those different groups, because you never know who you're going to meet.
That is a great, and even those that are members of Chamber of Commerce's Board of Trades, there's probably a good handful of like 10, 20, 30, 40 of you in that organization that are Shopify users.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing that we used to do when we were doing live events, we kind of called them like an office hours type thing.
Yeah.
And it was basically just, we'd have space, just come down and do your work together.
Wow.
So whatever you're working on, just come down, hang out, have some snacks, chat, network. And it is amazing the connections that we have seen get made through there. On multiple occasions in multiple of our cities, we have seen merchants just, you know, come together, start talking, and then all of a sudden they're doing business together, starting a new business, starting new path down their business. Yeah. And it's just, if we didn't offer that type of connection, would that have happened?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we really love and strive for in local, is making those local connections, getting entrepreneurs to work with entrepreneurs. Going back to the refillery I was talking about, it's called Chickpeas Refillery. And I learned recently that she works with other refilleries in town.
Wow.
So instead of considering them competition, they consider the big businesses, the Walmarts, to be their competition. So they're working together to try and get the community more on their side, less on the corporation side. And they felt working together was the best way to do that. And I never even thought of suggesting merchants do that. But now that I think about it, like, it, even if you're running like a bike shop, like if two of you are running in town and you're still operating right now, there's enough business in the town for both of you. So work together. You can get buying discounts when you're buying in bulk from some suppliers. So why not see if you can do that? Like, try and take business away from the bigger companies that are killing the smaller companies.
Yeah.
Bring back more of the community, because that's really what people want. We've seen places like Walmart take out so many small businesses and smaller communities, and they years later are regretting that choice to let them come to town, because it's done so much extra damage. So if we can try and turn that around with people, that'd be fantastic. Because you know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I would love to be able to open my own small business. But, you know, in some cases, it's just it's not feasible against some of the big guys.
Yeah. And I think the craft beer market and world is a good example where they've supported each other, collaborated, teamed up to pull away the revenue from the big, you know, the big five. Yeah. So.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
And I can't tell you how many craft beer places there are in Kelowna now.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when there was like one, and now there's at least 10 to 15.
It's amazing.
It's like wineries. They just keep popping up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to complain. That's amazing. Good for them.
Yeah.
I actually recently, speaking of you connecting people, it's like plenty of Shopify, plenty of fish. You're connecting people. what do you call it? Shopify Harmony. You're making those connections and helping people. It's awesome. I went to Marcus. I don't know if it's Fiend or Find, but he opened a winery, sold plenty of fish, used the money, and it was quite nice. It was a nice little eating area, a nice little area out on the right on the lake there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Friend Winery, right?
Friend, there you go.
I can't remember what road it's on. Bushry Road.
Yes.
Right on Bushry Road there, yeah.
So
nice little place. I haven't been down there yet. I've been trying to avoid everywhere right now.
Yes. Lovely.
Order in instead of going out.
Yeah. Lovely croissants, if you get the chance. Great croissants. Three things that every great e-commerce platform has. What are three things that everyone needs? No matter if you're B2B, B2C, what are three things that you're like, you need, or three things that kind of set the good apart from the great?
User experience. Okay. Your story.
Yeah.
So again, why you do what you do, how are you going to connect with, how are you going to make that personal connection with your merchants, and then customer service.
Okay.
Like, those are three things that if you talk to any really successful business or any of those businesses that you admire, guaranteed they've got all of those really nailed down. And that's definitely something I've seen, because I've been with Shopify for 4 years and, you know, I started e-commerce back in 2008, but you're really seeing so many different merchants and how many different merchants work, and seeing the same things constantly working over and over again, especially in the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
The way people shop, the way people consume has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And I do a talk that I call, "If you build it, they won't come."
Yeah.
Because that's a common thing. People will just put it up and be like, "Oh, it's all going to be word of mouth." Yeah. That's a hard one to do these days. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can manage to get that initial word of mouth and get going viral, awesome. But that happens to like one in every million merchants.
Yeah.
So like, that cannot be your strategy.
Yeah.
That can be a, let's hope that happens.
Yeah.
But you really need to plan out and strategize. I've been to a lot of different talks with merchants, obviously, in the last 4 years. And one of the most common things that you hear is, "It took me 5 years or 3 years to become an overnight success."
Yeah.
Because people, when companies become big, or smaller companies become big like that, you only see the press coverage about them being big. You don't see the bottom portion of that iceberg under the water that has taken them all that work and effort, and the social media that they've done, and the content and the story, and just really trying to be consistent and do everything that their target audience needs them to do.
Yeah.
And understanding your target audience. That's probably the biggest thing that you need to understand as a business.
Yeah.
If I ask you who your target audience is and you say everyone, or men 18 to 65, you need to go back to the drawing board, because yes, you can target your ads to that, but that's like, I call that shotgun marketing.
Yeah.
I'm not a hunter myself, but it's a great analogy. You don't go hunting with a shotgun. It just sprays everywhere.
Yeah,
you might hit a few little things here and there. Like, you might get some sales, but if you want to take home the meat, you got to get your scope. You got to get right down there. You got to bag that deer on the first shot. That's kind of how people need to think about marketing. The more you know your audience, the more you know their pain points, the more you know what you're looking for, the better you can target your videos, your text, your keywords, like everything has to meet that end goal of fulfilling that need. You're always going to have multiple people in your target audience, but there's always going to be that one top level customer. Who's that top level? Yeah. Start there and work your way down. Don't try and do everyone at once, because then you're just, "Give me 20 grand. I'll show you how to blow it on Facebook ads with zero return on it quite easily."
Yeah.
And that I see a lot of people like, "Well, marketing doesn't work." And then we get into the discussion of who's your target audience, and we figure out quickly why it's not working. So really, really focus on who you're talking to, and talk to them in a way that they want to be talked to.
That's awesome. There's all these brands out there that are listening, watching right now, and their job is building community. Their job is to engage the community, nurture that community. They had a great playbook. It was gorgeous. It was laminated, all ready for 2020. What's your advice to folks that are trying to build community like you're doing with Shopify in a more virtual world?
To be perfectly honest, that's something we're even still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I can say is keep trying new things and ask your audience what they want. With every event that we do, we send feedback requests afterwards, and we try and get people, please fill out these feedback requests. Tell us what you want. Because again, the more we know about what you're struggling with right now, the more we can tailor our content going forward to meet those needs.
Yeah.
So 2020 has just thrown everybody's paths off. But right now, if you can be there for your community and really find out, you know, what are those top pain points that they're doing? And even if it has nothing to do with your business, really, if you know people in your community are having a tough time and you can support them in some way, do that. Yeah. Because, again, even if they're not in the same industry as you, they're still going to remember you. They're going to talk, speak well of you. They're going to, when their friend needs something in your industry, be like, oh, I worked with this great company over here. They never even bought one of your products, but you helped them. And when you create that type of connection with somebody, they're way more like, their trust battery just goes up a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody's trust battery full like that, they'll spend gold for you.
Yeah.
And anytime that you can get your customers and other people to spread that word for you, like you can't buy that kind of advertising. So just do what you can and offer whatever you can. I know a lot of people this year are debating whether they should or should not do a BFCM sale. And one thing that I've been suggesting to some people is if you're on the fence about it and you're not sure, and you were thinking of doing a 40% off sale or a 25% off sale, maybe don't. Offer a donation instead. So you're going to be charging full price, but 25% of that is going to go to this organization to help them get through. So people are still a lot more likely to make that purchase from you, even though they're not getting the discount, because this is a time where people are supporting people.
Yeah.
Like, we have seen tremendous local support efforts around the world. So if you can donate locally to somebody in your area through that, that'll make you feel better about doing it. It'll make people feel better about the purchases that they're making. Yeah. And it's just going to benefit everybody in the long run,
I think. That's amazing. Why don't we give a little shout out to Mamas for Mamas, based out of Kelowna, one great charity.
Mamas for Mamas is a fantastic charity out here.
Yeah. Speaking of support, what are some other resources that Shopify offers to those that are getting into e-commerce?
We have so many different resources available, but one that I definitely want to shout out is our new ShopifyCompass.com.
Okay.
Basically, we've rolled Academy, which were our online courses, and a bunch of other resources into one area. So we've got live workshops, we've got pre-recorded workshops, we've got the courses. We also have an amazing step-by-step business guide. Mm-hmm. And it's like a checklist. So as you go through, you'll be like, hey, I want to learn about marketing. So there's a marketing checklist.
Wow.
You know, have you done this? Yes. Have you done this? Have you looked into this? And you just go through. And if you don't need it, just skip past it. If you've already done it, you can skip past it. It's to go at your own pace and learn things that you don't already know.
Yeah.
And we've got the mobile app and the desktop app. So you can access wherever you are, you can access this content. And
the cost, is there a fee to this?
Zero. Absolutely free.
Wow.
And again, it's just us believing that if we provide you with the right tools, the right information to scale and grow your businesses, it will happen, because not everybody can make an event that we put on, like, depending on where you are in the world, or they can't come to a one-on-one or book a one-on-one with us. So giving these extra resources, we've also got tons of free tools available. So we've got Burst Stock Photography, which also integrates with our theme editor. So when you're in the theme editor, there's actually a stock option in there where you can just search stock photos from our Burst editor. We've got Hatchful, which is a logo generator. So if you're just getting started out, you can hammer out a logo in like 10, 15 minutes just to get you started out. So just go to Shopify.com, and under learning, there's just a whole bunch of things. We've got our podcasts. We've got our YouTube channel. We've got Shopify Compass. We've got a business encyclopedia, which is just common terms and phrases that are used in business that, again, you don't know until you know. Like, you might be talking to a supplier and they're saying all these things. You're like, oh my God, I have no idea what this person's talking about. Well, you can go on the encyclopedia and be like, oh, that's what they mean by deferred payments or net 30 or stuff like that. So it's amazing, and it's gotten a lot better. Like, our blog, especially over the past 2 years, not just the like beginner guides that we've done, but the advanced guides, just so much amazing information that I have learned a ton from, and I've learned a ton from our academy courses as well. We've got like a couple of Facebook courses done by I forget his name, but really big in the industry, you know, I've done Facebook ads before. I knew quite a bit about Facebook ads, but like some of the stuff he taught me, I was like, I had no idea. So
it's like a free MBA that's crazy practical. You can apply right away.
Yeah. And we do try and get experts in to talk about what they're experts in and how they've scaled their businesses. Like Damon John from FUBU, we've had him do numerous talks and things for us and workshops. So like, you're not just learning from people like myself who aren't multi-billionaires, but you're learning from multi-millionaires who have grown a business from nothing into something tremendous. So they know the value of entrepreneurship. They also want to see people grow and scale and turn into those big companies. So
amazing.
Come check it out. We've got lots
One day you may have a Canadian dragon on there from your hometown, Lane Merrifield, based in Kelowna. Yeah. So he was telling, I talked to him recently. He was telling me there's an innovation center in downtown Kelowna that I've gone to Opus and I've seen it across the street. I've yet to go and check it out, but it sounds amazing. What's happening?
It is amazing. And to be perfectly honest, I think it's because of Lane that we have that, because of the Disney buyout. One of the things that he made sure of was that Disney couldn't just take his company and leave with it. He made them stay in Kelowna and maintain a presence there. And because of that, like, so many tech companies all of a sudden were interested in Kelowna. Disney's got an office in Kelowna. Why aren't we in Kelowna? Yeah. Plus, it's just a gorgeous place. Like, it is paradise in Canada. Like, it's summertime, it's like California here. So. Like, because of that, like, we even have, I think, 4 different co-working spaces or 5 co-working spaces here. I lived in Calgary with 1.2 million people, and we didn't have 5 co-working spaces. So just what that sale to Disney has done for Kelowna and the tech community, we've got that. We've got Accelerate Okanagan now, which helps local entrepreneurs. Everything has really grown around tech, and we're seeing a lot more investment from the government in it. We're seeing more companies starting. We're seeing more like hack days and stuff like that happening. It's been really tremendous. And I really do thank Lane for that, because if he hadn't sold to Disney, I'm not sure we would be in the tech amazement area that we are right now.
Yeah. And UBC campus, you got Mission Group building some amazing developments, Quail's Gate, and of course, Mission Hill, the house that Mike built. If most people don't realize, but that's Mike's Hard Lemonade, same owner, and White Claw, same company, which is so funny. But it's a very prestigious winery that had also invested in some very fun social drinks as well at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
They saw that they were killing it in their business, and they expanded. They saw what else they could get into. Yeah. And that's something I tell merchants all the time. And talking with people like myself or other business coaches is really good, because we're seeing things from a completely different perspective, and having that outside perspective can open up whole new pathways that you didn't even know were possible or even think of, because you're always looking at it like this. We're now looking at it from the side, and we're like, hey, did you ever think of doing this? It's like, oh man, like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Well, because your head's down, just going hard. Yeah. So getting those external opinions and talking to other people, other entrepreneurs. Again, I can't speak highly enough about it. And I really miss doing those in-person events and bringing people together, because that's one thing that I think everybody is struggling with their virtual events, is how do you recreate those just random discussion moments from in person, when everyone's just like gathered around and chatting afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really get that online. Like, we've tried playing with breakout rooms and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it works to a little bit of a degree, but it's not the same effect as it used to be. So really excited for those days again.
One day.
Yeah.
So just to wrap up, any sort of like life hacks, favorite apps, podcasts, books that watchers and listeners need to know about?
Oh man. So many cool things. In terms of apps, I'm not going to say a specific app, but something to do email with. Email marketing, people don't think is a thing anymore, but it is a huge thing. And a lot of the biggest brands that you see, they're getting their biggest returns from email. So if you're just getting started, definitely check out Shopify email. Check out Klaviyo if you're a bigger brand, or Omnisend. They both have amazing options and segmentation, stuff like that. Definitely check out the unofficial Shopify Masters podcast. The people that they bring on are fabulous. And our blog, like I said, is one of my favorites. Awesome. And if you're looking into SEO, you can't go wrong with Neil Patel. He's got such great content, and he knows what he's doing. And we actually had him in for a talk a couple of weeks ago for our Shopify for Startups program. Awesome. And it gave me so much validation because I'm a big SEO guy. And everything he was talking about, I'm like, yes, this is the same stuff I'm talking about all the time. Awesome. So, you know, to get that validation, it was just fantastic. So check that out. And I've heard there's this podcast, Marketing Jam. I heard it's fantastic. So people should check that out too.
and Neil Patel, if you look in the archives, he's been on a couple times. Once for an interview last year, and then again to walk us through the updates in Uber Suggest, which is a free SEO tool for anyone.
And the paid version gets you so much more. And a lot of people don't know he's got a lifetime plan. You can pay, I think it's like $450 one time, and it's yours for life. Like, that's awesome. You cannot go wrong with that deal right there with the information that you get out of there. That's one of the SEO apps I wouldn't tell people to invest in because of the amount of investigation it does on like your keywords, your competition, and just all the stuff that normally takes you a long time to research and look into. Uber Suggest can help slow that down.
Yeah.
Or speed that up, not slow it down.
Totally, totally. We are, at our agency, we're a mix of Ahrefs, mixed with Screaming Frogs and SEO Site Checkup, but we're a big Ahrefs fans here. Or is it Ahrefs or Ahrefs?
It really depends on who you talk to, but I know a lot of larger companies tend to use Ahrefs. I'm an HTML guy from way back, and so just from teaching HTML at State in Calgary for 4 years, I always Ahrefs, so you know that both the tag and the attribute that you need in one simple phrase.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's meant a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
So many great ideas, so many great resources. Those of you that are interested in some of the things that were talked about, check out the show notes. There's going to be links there, resources there. Shopify is full of them. And if you haven't gone yet, so many great free tools and resources for them. Check out the events that are happening. It sounds like right across the country. And you don't just have to live in Kelowna to experience an awesome event, which is so cool. Yeah. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
Thanks everyone for joining us. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week on The Jam.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.